What can we do with families and even with schools to give kids real experience with money?
All right, everybody, welcome back to Smart Money Parenting. Scott Donnell here, my buddy Chad, two of the leading experts in financial literacy for families and kids. I think collectively, Chad, how many families have we served now? I know we're at least 7 million.
I was going to say at least 50, but it's probably higher. I'm just kidding.
50 million is our goal. That's our mission.
No, I was saying 50 total families. I was just thinking. Oh. I'm just kidding.
You're right, man. Every time you post online, you get.
Yeah, this is a topic we care about. This is not just a business that we're interested in. We actually do care a lot about helping families really understand the impact of teaching kids to be smart with money and to be good future business people and good kids, good young adults, successful, prepared for the future. Like, this is what we love to do.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was just at an event. I literally, with 2,700 entrepreneurs, I said, raise your hand if you were taught good money skills growing up. Zero hands.
No way.
Zero hands went up.
Wow.
And I was like, imagine if you were trained when you were younger, gave yourself another 15 years of good financial skills. How many mistakes would you not have made?
Yeah.
How much further along would you have been? How better off would your kids, your marriage, your family been? Every hand went up. They're like, yeah, we need it. Our world needs it. Why aren't schools teaching this? That's what we hear.
And that's what we're going to talk about today, right? I mean,
that's our topic
today. Schools definitely don't have current capabilities to teach kids about money. I love teachers. They have incredible hearts.
I'm married to one.
Yeah, there you go. So I'll be very careful. No, I don't believe that that's just innately what they're competent to teach about. That's not their thing. You know, they teach topics that they specialize in, whether it's history, math, science, Spanish, but money is a different issue. It's a different topic to tackle. And we believe we're onto something that can really actually give those capabilities to schools nationwide to make it more available, to make it something that kids can really pick up on. Because if you think about it, kids need to learn about money at a young age. And why isn't it part of the curriculum in elementary school, middle school, high school? How is it not part of the, like, I hear certain high schools teaching a little bit about it here and there, but it should be taught from a very young age.
Yeah, I'll tell you some of the problems, because we've been in 10,000 schools now with our other companies previous to Gravy Stack and Dinner Table. I think the biggest issue is you can't homework money. Okay, I'm going to start by that. And we have a solution now that we think is going to, we just got our first set of schools going on our programs. But if you're listening to this and you agree with us, you're like, why aren't schools hitting this better? Why are they missing the mark? It's because you can't give a 10-year-old a debits and credits sheet and then expect them as homework and expect them to go deal with real money and learn to budget forever. You can't teach a 12 or 13-year-old about investing without giving them any tools to actually invest, right? It just doesn't translate. You can't read money like a book. That's why I don't like the word financial literacy, because you don't read money like a book. It's actually financial competency that we're after. Being competent with real money in the real world. Like, think about it in the home for a second. Your kids do not need to learn how to spend your own money. Like, this is why allowance doesn't work. Parents give their kids money and then the kids go spend it or save it or whatever. Well, the kid doesn't feel the value of a dollar with that. They don't feel like the pinch of spending with that or the need to save with that, because I got it from mom and dad. You can't give your kid 10 bucks to go put in the offering plate at church and expect them to be generous. They have to give their own hard-earned money to actually understand generosity, right? And there's no school in America that's going to give all their kids bank accounts. So what do we do here, right? These teachers, they're like, we need this. What do we do? Help. Because it's not working. I just got a call from a school last week. They have had entrepreneurship programs. They've tried to do personal finance with their older kids. They include math, money math, right? Like, let's count to a dollar in a bunch of different ways. They do all that stuff. But they're like, it's not translating. It's not working. And our answer is, it's because you need to involve the whole family. the parents included, and you have to somehow deal with real money. Because the moment a kid deals with real money, now they're learning to budget. They're learning how to save. They're learning how to be generous. They're learning how to spend wisely, and they learn to earn. So that's the point. And, you know, I think with Dinner Table, you know, dinnertable.com is our sister company to the app, the Gravy Stack app. We have a model that can help schools. But before I explain it, how does this sit with you, Chad? I know your kids have been in all the schools. You've seen it all growing up.
Yeah.
You've heard this a million times as well, right? You were treasurer of an entire district. You've seen this firsthand. But like, what are your thoughts on all these things I'm saying?
I just believe that there's a problem and there's an elephant in the room and no one really has cracked that code. Like, everyone knows it. Everyone knows kids need to learn about money. And yet they're kind of desperately looking for a solution, or they're just waving the white flag and saying, oh, well, you know, my kids will have to learn like I did the hard way once they're an adult. But one thing that you and I have both really learned to appreciate is that kids learn only by doing. Kids don't learn by just hearing you say something or reading it in a text. They learn by actually doing. That's the kids are meant to be playing and experimenting. That's how they learn. That's how they grow up. So kids really, you can talk to them about something, but unless they try it, like I could talk to my kids about shooting a free throw and how to have good form in a basketball shot. And I could talk to them. I could show them videos. I could have them read a book, but until they shoot a free throw, they don't really know. And sure. And I don't think it's any different when it comes to money management skills. Until they have some practical experience, they will never learn because they're not doing it themselves. They're just hearing about it. And it's like this theory that someday they'll have to face themselves. And so what can we do with families and even with schools to give kids real experience with money and learning about money?
Hey guys, Scott here. Picture this. Imagine a world where your kids never ask you for money or stuff ever again. And they do their chores without complaining. They show gratitude for the things they have. And they even help out around the house without you having to ask them to do it. All with a smile on their face. This sounds really good, but we actually did it. It's called the Gravy Stack app. It's a tool to help your family. It's a banking app where you give kids gigs and they have expenses to cover. It's the only way to teach them to budget, how to earn, how to save, how to spend, how to share, how to invest, all right? It comes with its own debit card and it teaches them all the life skills needed to master the art of money. My favorite part, it's completely free. So just go to the App Store today, download Gravy Stack, or you can go to the link in the description below and you can start giving your kids the money skills for life. All right, let's get back to the show. Yeah, kids learn in two ways, fun and real life, like real life doing it. And so when it comes to this money issue, we can't think of it like homework. We can't think of it that way. We have to be putting kids in situations where they're doing, where they're earning, where they're actually budgeting real money. And so, you know, if that were true, Chad, then you and I, if this whole idea of you could homework money, right, or just play a game and be good with money, then you and I could play Monopoly one time as kids and both be billionaire real estate moguls.
For sure. Right? For sure.
It doesn't work. Like, I love your free throw analogy. Like, you can't talk to your kids about shooting free throws. You got to go shoot 1,000 of them.
Yep. You know, you got to miss them. You got to hit the front of the rim. You got to airball until finally you get that rhythm of shooting a free throw. And it's like, okay, I know how it feels to swish a free throw. And if I model that and practice that and continue doing that, I'm going to get better and better and better. My percentage of success will increase. And that's the same principle we're talking about today.
That's right. And we've got to give kids real life skills in schools. And we actually have this belief. It's in our book, Value Creation Kid. All education should be ranked and prioritized on the value it creates in the real world, right? This is why practical skills and critical thinking and financial skills need to be way higher on the list. And we've got to stop going to the theoretical, right? It's like, algebra is great, but how did it help me with taxes?
Sure.
So this thinking here of Dinner Table. So dinnertable.com, for those listening in our audience, that's our coaching. That's our courses. We have our 7 Family Money Skills course. We have the app included with everybody in there, the Gravy Stack app. And we teach workshops to families. And we build communities of families that are teaching exactly what Chad and I are talking about every day, Okay. We're teaching this to parents to actually implement at home with their kids. And now we've opened up a program where schools can now get a dinner table program at the school. So the program actually gives the app to the families. They can download it for free and go. The banking app that teaches kids to earn in the home. They get the courses, the home economy course and the 7 family money skills course for all the families for free. And they get to join our workshops to build stronger families and teach these skills to their kids. So it's also for the parents. It's not just for the kids. So we're helping the parents learn these skills, and we're training up a few members of the PTA and the teachers to help coach the kids and the parents in these communities. So this is our answer for the schools. It's like, are you struggling to teach money skills to kids? Do you hear this from your parents? Do you want an answer that's real life and practical and fun? There you go. Dinnertable.com. So yeah, and this is just a shameless plug. Go to info.dinnertable.com for your school and let's have a conversation. Talk to one of our team members and our experts that do this in schools every day, and we'll help get this in your community. Because it's one thing to have you listening as a parent, right? You're going to impact your family when you listen to our show. It's monumental for your kids and your marriage and your business and all the things in your life by listening to what Chad and I talk about. But that's the next step altogether, to have your entire community be transformed. And that's what this is. It's the entire school community, right? All the families get to transform here. So that's what we want you to do. If you're interested in this, send this to your school, send this to some of the PTA members, send this to the parents, and let's have a conversation about how we can transform your community.
What difference, okay? Let's talk about real quickly, what difference does it make for a school community if they were to incorporate these hands-on skills and these learning opportunities for the kids in the school to really learn how to be responsible, how to earn money, how to be valuable? Like, what difference does that make in the school, in the community, in the family networks? Why don't you talk to that, Scott?
Yeah, the number one difference is how this helps with financial competency in the home, okay? This is a service for the entire family, okay? It goes in the students, it goes in elementary, middle, and high schools, but it also creates communities of parents that can talk about these issues and be coached.
There you go.
So they can learn to create value in their home. That's the point here. So we help all the families implement the home economy system. We help them use the app. We help them get the courses. And we bring in coaches to really transform the parenting community. It's also a fundraising opportunity for the school. So instead of selling chocolate and magazines and cookie dough.
Wrapping paper.
Yeah. It's a way to actually finance what this PTA needs to do,
yeah.
Right? So this is it's a win-win all around. So you want to transform your school, implement the dinner table program with the Gravy Stack app. It's all included in there. So it doesn't break the bank. It's really easy to do. And you know, if you're listening to this and you're like, I want to lead a community of parents learning about this stuff, come get trained with us. Come join. Like, let's go. So yeah, I think it's massive. This is the fastest way to help us reach our 50 million family goal.
Yeah.
Is bring your whole community in. Let's go.
Well, when you hear that phrase, it takes a village. I think this is exactly a tool that we're talking about, where it takes a village. You can have a community of parents from very different backgrounds, single parent households, two parent households, people struggling with different things, and you're able to help mentor each other. And then also help mentor and train and teach the next generation to be really smart and really successful future young adults.
Yeah, well said. Yeah, so that's our simple answer. We want to get your school to start teaching your kids about money. It'll also help the teachers. I coach teachers every day around the country. They're like, I'm in debt. I need help. Like, what do I do? I don't make that much. Help me. And that's what this will help them as well. You're coaching up the entire community to have good personal finance, good habits, and stronger families. Nothing's better for our world than that one, Chad.
Oh, so let's absolutely go. Absolutely. Yeah.
That's it. We're done. We love you guys. Thanks for listening, watching, viewing, and subscribing. If you got a school in your life or a teacher or a PTA member, send it on over to them. Have them listen to this. And again, go to info.dinnertable.com. You guys can sign up. We'll have a call, chat with each other, and go. Thanks so much. We'll see you next time.
Okay, we'll see you guys. Bye.